Great to have your company on a Tuesday morning. Hope you're well, wherever you might be listening. Kingy, we're going to be speaking a bit all throughout this week around great sporting families because you can celebrate with the Mac family at Macca's. I'm loving it. If you know a great local sporting family, you can give us a call at any stage this week. 1-300-736-736 or flick us a text. 0433981116. And
you did something yesterday.
I interviewed Joel Bowden for the weekend. I just didn't realise. I knew his old man Michael, obviously part of the 69 Premiership team. Ruck Rover played a big part on the day for Richmond. But just how influential he'd been in the community, some remote Indigenous communities. He's became an Order of Australia medalist. Yep. Up at the Member of the Order of Australia last year. Lots of work around the Northern Territory and Central Australia in communities and schools. And we know the Bowden story. Joel, great player at Richmond. His brother Patrick had an interesting journey as well for a time there at Richmond. They were just kicking it to each other every weekend. And then older brother Sean even was on the list for a while as well. So three sons following in their old man's footsteps.
There's another one, Rhett.
Oh, there was. There was another one.
I played footy with Rhett at Port Melbourne. He was a star.
There you go.
Good player. He's as slow as you've ever seen.
And now Joel,
he's skillful.
Now Joel Bowden is a politician for the Labor Party up there in Darwin as well.
He's always been a politician.
He was a president of the AFLPA back in the day too. I think he, he was always going down that track. And he's a big advocate for a team based out of the NT, an AFL team based out of the NT in the
just
future.
To touch on the Mac family stuff.
Yes.
Okay. We love this initiative. It just makes me think whenever I hear this sort of stuff about the father sons and those that are coming into the scene.
One of the great aspects of our game. I hope it lasts forever. I know it's changed in its rules, but I just hope as a principle it always remains. And there'll be swings and roundabouts, but keep the rule.
I just think what they've got to do with this, just to give it clarity and make it easier for clubs. Is it Ken Wood? At the AFL, they could give a player a worth and just say, this is where we rank this player. I mean, Shifter Sheehan could say, Cooper Harvey, he's worth the first round selection. You can't trade your first round selection. He's worth that pick.
Well, that's all changed. Oh, for the father-son, you mean?
For the father-sons. Give it an accurate worth, and then you decide whether you want to take him or not. Mm. And that's, I think, how it has to be. This nonsense of points doesn't quite work. But I was out at Essendon at the start of the year, and I was surprised to see the volume that they've got coming through. The Herd boys were there. Mm. Love at Murray's young fella. Joey Mercedes' young boy was there. I even think, I don't know how this works, I think Chris Johnson was part of their academy.
I think he was an NGA. Was he an NGA?
Not sure. Anyway. He was out there. So they've got a heap coming through.
This year we got Sam Darcy running around who could end up being number one pick if he keeps going at the rate that he's going.
We've got a few, haven't we?
We've got Will Ashcroft. I'm not sure if he's available. He might be the next year. We've got Dacos, of course, at set for Collingwood.
Cooper
Harvey in a couple of years.
When do we start the...
Is there a Lovett Murray?
When do we
start... Alwyn Davy Jr.?
He'll be better than his dad. When do we start that?
That starts all the time, doesn't it?
400
it's like
games.
The younger brother's always the best as well, supposedly.
Got to make up 400 games.
No, so there are great sporting families we'll speak about throughout the week, and it's all powered by Macca's. I'm loving it. The Mac family, of course.